Well, we do say happy birthday to Jesus this morning, and they're glad to be worshiping Him. I remember as a little boy, about 7 years old, diving into the Christmas presents that were under the tree at our house and jostling with my brother as to see which gift was whose. And after doing all that and unwrapping the gifts and playing with them a little bit and being excited about some and bored with the other, my mom came up to me and said, have you said happy birthday to Jesus yet this morning? And I paused and I was bothered by her question. Oh, Mom, you know. And yet it made an impact on my life. What was happening that day was about the Lord. And she did her best to focus me in the right direction. I'm thankful for that. So this morning, I'd like you and I to spend a little bit of time during the message thanking God for Christ and who He is, that He came to be with us, and all the great things about the Lord we could focus in on. We'll just focus in on a few. But to really think about who He is, being our Savior and being our Lord to come and be with us. It's helpful at times to look at different paraphrases of Scripture. They give us an insight into what God's Word says to us. And in John's Gospel, chapter 1, which is his Christmas story, the Living Bible puts John chapter 1 in this way, if you can hear these words. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He was always with God in the beginning and is himself God. What a great message. I remember in my early days of seeking after the Lord, sitting around with people, some who believed in Christ, some who didn't, and just talking about the Lord and saying things like, I wonder what God is like. You know, how big is He? Well, we know He's a spirit, but does He love us all the time? And is He with us all the time? And how would He, you know, respond to sin and our rebellion and all the questions that the heart would have? And the Lord reached out to us, and when Christ came, the Bible leaves no doubt that we don't have to wonder anymore about what God is like. Because it was God the Son, who existed from all eternity past, who came and showed up and said, here I am. This is what God is. This is who God is. God the Son. And we don't have to wonder anymore. If we want to know what God is like, we look at Jesus. And we can know exactly what the heart of the Lord is like. Jesus said, well, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The paraphrase of the Bible called The Message gives us another picture of Jesus coming as Lord. And it's described this way in John's Gospel. The Word became flesh and blood, just like us, flesh and blood, moved into our neighborhood. We saw the one-in-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son. True from start to finish. Gift after gift after gift we've received from Him. And it's appropriate at Christmas time that people give and receive gifts. I like the gift-giving thing. I'm not one to attack prophetically the commercialism of our age. I think the commercialism of getting stuff and buying stuff is more a year-round problem, not just a Christmas problem. It's really a problem from the heart, you know. It's not just a problem of what is done outwardly. Jesus said what you do outwardly, that's just a reflection of what's going on inside. You can give gifts, or a lot of gifts or little gifts, because you want people to know Christ. So be the best gift givers because of who the Lord is. But when it comes to the gift giving, we know Christ is the best gift giver of all time. Wouldn't you know it? On His birthday, He invites us to His birthday time, and we can give gifts of our lives or praises, but He gives the best gifts at His birthday. So we're glad about that. Grace upon grace, one blessing after another. And I chose four gifts that I appreciate that the Lord brought to us because He came into the world. And we could think of gift upon gift, an endless amount that we'll be praising Him for all eternity about. But I just thought of four that I'd want to praise His name with you this morning about. The first gift is the Bible, God's Word. Because Jesus said about the Scriptures, these Scriptures testify about me. About me. So it was not, if it wasn't for Jesus, for example, I don't think we'd have a Bible. We certainly wouldn't have a New Testament. And I don't think the Old Testament would have gotten to the Gentiles even. Probably be confused about things like, were there commandments? Are there Ten Commandments? Who's the Creator? We have no idea about that. Jesus comes and reveals Himself to us and tells us about Himself in the Scripture. And so when you go to the Scripture as a gift from Christ, because it's a Christ-centered book. It's His autobiography, as it were. He wrote it with His own hand, you might say, being that it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so a love letter from God that tells us about Christ. So if I want to know who God is, I look at Jesus. And if I want to know who Jesus is, I look at the Scripture. How life-changing that is. I've found more people over the years have been changed by looking into Scripture than in any other source of experience that you and I can point to. And we like to walk with God throughout the day. I think God changes us through many experiences. Singing, serving, fellowship, all those are wonderful gifts. But the anchor for our soul, the Word of God, pointing us to the living Word, who is Christ. And so the Scripture is a wonderful gift from Him. And I've found that when I lose my way, or if I get tripped up in the race of being a Christian by sin that so easily besets us, I always return to the Scripture and find in Scripture the main character being Christ, all about Him, a place to be renewed and be revived. Even King David said, Your Word, Lord, it's like a lamp to my feet, and it brings revival to my soul. You know, our walk with Christ, even on Christmas Day, our walk with Christ is not like a jet airliner that constantly ascends. Many people travel this time of year, and I'm a little bit fearful myself of flying. I pray a whole bunch if I have to fly. And when the plane ascends, you know, it's just one straight line up like this, and then up to 30,000 feet you go. Our relationship with Christ is not like that. It's more, you go up, and you're down again. And you go up a little bit, and then you fall down, and the Lord picks you back up and teaches you another lesson. And then you draw closer to Him, and then a bit you go down. Peaks and valleys with the Lord. And the Lord has the Word, God's Word for us, to help us in those down times so that our faith might grow. You know, one of the greatest Christians who ever lived, the Apostle Paul, he needed his faith renewed in what God would say to him in the Scriptures. In fact, he said, faith comes by hearing God's Word. And so you as a believer, as we celebrate Christ's birth, rejoice in the gift, one gift upon the next, the gift of Scripture that God would give us. And I think we as people who love Scripture and go to it often need to have a new heart for Jesus in the Scriptures. And I'll throw you a curveball here for just a minute. Because the Scriptures tell the good news, don't they? For God so loved us, He gave His Son. Whoever believes in Christ would not perish, but have eternal life. That's what it says in John 3:18. So that's what we... That's what... Some of you caught the curveball. You say, well, why is he... misquoting Scripture there? Not really. The numbers were not totally accurate, were they? But what's more important? The numbers or the good news of Christ? Sometimes we've so made the Scripture such a technical experience that we miss, hey, this is the love letter of Christ telling us about Him, testifying about Him, to rediscover the Lord in the Scriptures. One gift after the next. And so seek the Lord in the Scriptures this day as a way to enjoy Him. I know many families who will read a Christmas story from Luke's Gospel, or Matthew's Gospel, as a part of their family time together. So that's one blessing. The second blessing I've discovered from Christ, and this has been one of slow to learn, still learning, are people. People are a gift from God, one gift after the next. And that involves family life. Thank the Lord for that. Church, other believers are blessings, and strangers. Sometimes we entertain angels unaware when we welcome a stranger. In our first service, 8:30, I was looking over at somebody who I didn't recognize, and kind of looking over, and the whole big family with them. I'm looking, I'm thinking, who is that? I wonder who they are and why they've come. There was Pastor Joe Toomey from the district office. I better get my eyes strengthened over here. But you welcome a stranger and you get a blessing. And sometimes it's an angel from heaven, and sometimes it's just a messenger, you know, from the Lord that he brings. But people are a blessing. They're God's gift to creation. You're God's gift to people around you this morning. Grace upon grace. You can go through the pews this morning. There's grace, and there's upon grace, and there's upon grace, and there's upon grace. It's not just, you know, warm bodies filling a pew, making it a little warm in here, as it is this morning. But they are gifts from the Lord. And we can know Christ better when we are around other people. Why? Because all people are made in the image of God. It's God's signature is on your life. You ladies are God's Mona Lisa. He painted you. And it was to his honor. And us guys were Michelangelo's David. It was a sculpture of somebody who was supposed to look like, you know, the right man in God's image. But that's who we are before the Lord. And we're made in his image. That grace upon grace we're to see as a thanks to Christ for people. You know, when people think of creation, they think of the marvelous beauties that God makes. And they are beautiful and majestic. People take vacations to mountain ranges and the Grand Canyon and they say, oh, magnificent. Or they go on a cruise, Alaska cruise, and see the glaciers and they say, isn't God fantastic? You know, according to Christ, who the most awesome work in creation is? Go to Giant Eagle and look around at the people. Oh, look. All these people made in the image of God. You can go for free. Won't cost you anything. Just be amazed. One gift upon another. Not just a crowd to be avoided or annoyed at. God's perspective. Grace upon grace. It's amazing. The amazing grace of people around you. And then the second blessing, besides everybody created in God's image, the special blessing of people who know Christ. God's Holy Spirit living in people. All that comes from Christ's birth. And his sending his Holy Spirit to his work on earth is done. And I know Jesus better when I am around other believers. Don't be taken away by the lie that you'll grow best as a Christian in isolation. You'll fall most as a Christian in isolation. Meet God in your prayer closet, yes. But it's in relationship with other people that you really grow. Rubber meets the road. You learn how to love your neighbor. Learn how to love God in ways you never thought before. And so across the pew today, you know Jesus better because of who's sitting next to you if they're a Christian. And gift after gift, grace upon grace. I would gladly testify, I've never met another Christian who has not helped me know Jesus better. Never met another Christian who has not helped me know Jesus better. How grateful I am for other believers. And some have helped me know Christ better because they encourage, others because they rebuke, others because they annoy. And I practice persevering love. But all grace upon grace from the Lord himself. So God's the gift of people I appreciate. And then the gift of forgiveness of sins. There is a song that reminds us that, I believe, a Christmas song, that Christ who came and laid in the manger, he grew the wood that went into the manger that would hold him as a baby. And that's a not so well-known Christmas song. But a better, even more wonderful song about Easter, the Lord grew the tree that would go into the wood of Calvary. He prepared a place for his birth. He prepared a place that he would give his life for you and me. And what a Savior he is. He came from the cradle to the cross to be a great Savior, from a cross to the skies. And so we honor him and we worship him. And great thing about Christmas and thinking of blessings of the Lord, when we come to the forgiveness of sins, you see the innocence and holiness of Jesus as a baby. And there's almost nothing quite as innocent and beautiful as a little child. Get to hold a little child. I received the Christmas card where it had Mary holding Jesus and kissing Jesus on the cheek as a child. And on the Christmas card it said, "To kiss the face of God." What a blessing Jesus' parents had. And yet, when you see little children, how they're a picture of grace and God's help and God's innocence. Did you know that when we're forgiven our sins because of Christ, Christ looks at us through Jesus and sees us as a little child, innocent, held close to Him, accepted and loved by Him like a parent would accept and love their little gift. And that's the way the Lord feels about us. You know, we're not this just a scarred, crusty, we've been through the wars of life kind of people, and we know how to deal with things through the forgiveness of Christ. Wouldn't you like to be innocent again? How a child looks at life. They're wide-eyed. They're full of wonder. Kids are carefree. The anxiety level in children is in somewhat of a stable home. It's not a care in the world. The forgiveness of Christ can bring that to your heart, no matter how many pitfalls you walk through. But that's a grace of God, the forgiveness of sins. Call Him Jesus, He'll forgive us from our sins. And then the best gift of all would be to focus on Christ Himself. Grace upon grace, one blessing after another, just to know the Savior. I've often thought, as a Christian, if we just got to know Christ, and He didn't give us any spiritual gifts, He didn't give us a Bible, He never healed my broken body, you know, I just had one trial after the next, wouldn't knowing Christ be worth everything? We had Him as a friend, as a Savior. The best gift of all. He's a Savior. He does for me what I can't do for myself. And oh, to pray, if you want to have prayer, a prayer burden for yourself and your fellow believer, pray that we want Jesus to be our Savior every day as much as we did when we first received Him. When our feet were literally on the precipice of hell and we felt like we were heading there and there was nothing to stop us, and the Lord graciously took our hand, able to help us turn around. You know, every day that's repeated in our lives, in our walk with God. That He does that for us. To be rescued once is tremendous. To be rescued on a daily basis, how thankful can we be? And then He's the Lord. Best gift of Himself, the Lord. Leads us well. We can't lead ourselves. We go astray like sheep. And then He's Emmanuel, God with us. The most dominating presence in your life at every moment, in fact, not just your life, but in the whole creation, is Christ. Christ Himself. He's preeminent in all of life's experiences. We could thank Him for Him. And then the King who's a servant. Aren't you thankful today that Jesus serves you much better than you'll ever serve Him? We thank the Lord for the call to serve along with Him. Yet we know we're going to do that imperfectly. But the Lord Christ, who came as a baby, He says, I'll wash your feet and your soul 10 million times more than we could ever serve the King. To thank the Lord from the fullness of His grace, we've received one gift after the next. And I think for us, the choice of our hearts is clear every day. We live a Christ-centered life where we say, oh Lord, I see You're with me. You're preeminent. I see, Lord, a Christ-centered life. One blessing after the next. Or the other alternative is simply, we're all too familiar with it, the sin-centered life, the self-centered life. And there is not one blessing after the next. There is one sin after the next. One heartache after the next. And so, might we this morning, on Christmas Day, the Lord's birthday, say, thank You, Jesus, for who You are and for the one gift after another You came to bring us. Let's continue to worship God as we sing. There's a song in the air. And praise His name as God's people.